Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody. Another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish, including some Southern Rock, Lanard Skynyrd. I mean, we haven't played Skynyrd in a long time, and I think I'm about to enter one of my Lanard Skynyrd kicks where I listen to them nonstop. It happens every like 5 years. I go through a Lanard Skynyrd kick. Swamp Music, off of their album Second Helping from 1974. And why the hell are we starting with that song? Well, because that song name drops one of the greatest blues musicians of all time. When the Hound Dog Starts Barking, sounds like old Sunhouse singing the blues. And I remember as a kid hearing that in the 1980s, the early 1980s, and thinking to myself, who the hell is Sun? Who or what is Sunhouse? Because, you know, as a white kid in the sticks, I had no idea who Sunhouse was in the early 1980s. But I would come to find out that Sunhouse, of course, is one of the greatest blues guitar players of all time. And his birthday is this week, born March 21st, 1902 in Lyon, Mississippi. And I thought we would take some time out of this block and do some Sunhouse songs for you. And let's give you the man himself. This is Sunhouse, Depot Blues. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Yeah. Bye. down to the station. I say I lean up against the door. Yes, I went down to the station. And lean up against the door. You know I know that impartially. Anytime I hear a blow, well, I ask the deep boy, let me ride the blind, oh, deep boy, please let me ride the blind. He said, I wouldn't mind his son. But this empire state ain't mine. You know, he's in an empire state. She runs on Eastern. Runs on Eastern. Eastern time. The empire state. She runs on Eastern time. Well, she's a rawness, baby. On the New York Central Line. Well, it was a move from Blue-Lania, Blue-Lania. Engineer, I said it was a mean old fireman and a cruel old engineer. You know they took my woman away. Left poor me standing here. Yes, the engineer blowed the whistle. Farming round, farming round. He rang the bell. The engineer blowed the whistle. I said, farmer, he rang the bell. You know my woman's on board. She's waving back fine. Well, well, I'm gonna tell y'all what I'm training, what I'm training, training to do. And I'm gonna tell y'all what I'm gonna train to do. You know to take your woman away. Chuck back, smoke at you. If you want a little cigar, you want to get over. You want to get over. Get on it quick. If you want to get over to Chicago, I said you want to get over there quick. You're not just an imposter, and you can soon get your business fit.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and there the man himself. We're celebrating in this first block. Sunhouse, doing a track called Empire State Express, and he was billed at the time as the legendary Sunhouse when he released that song in 1965. Of course, that was after he was sort of rediscovered, as a lot of blues musicians were, and I say rediscovered by, of course, white audiences. Empire State Express. Before that, the Pointer Sisters. Now, that's a group that I almost would never play on this show, because when I was growing up, the Pointer Sisters were like, you know, Jump for My Love and Neutron Dance, which it's not the era Pointer Sisters that I like. I like their early 70s stuff when they're more of an R&B-based band and are covering Sunhouse, because they did right there. A track called Grinning in Your Face, which Sunhouse first released in 1965. The Pointer Sisters would do a version off their album in 1974. Before that, we gave you a track called Preaching Blues, or as Sunhouse wrote it, Preaching the Blues. And that first was released in 1930. We gave you a live version from the Derek Trucks Band in sometime in the early 1990s. And then starting off the block, Sunhouse, Depot Blues. That's a song that he first recorded in 1942 as part of the Smithsonian Folkways thing. but it would not be released until 1962. So there you go. Sunhouse, born March 21st, 1902, Lyon, Mississippi. We got another birthday to celebrate, though. And for me, this one is even more important than the great Sunhouse, only because I grew up listening to this guy's music and grew up listening to songs that he wrote. One of the greatest country guitar players of all time is Jerry Reed. Jerry Reed Hubbard, as his full name was born March 20th, 1937 in Atlanta, Georgia. And he wrote some songs that were absolutely ingrained into my childhood, including this one. We're going to give you a version from a blues musician covering it, the great Clarence Gatemouth Brown. This is Amos Moses. It's the wrong side of the tracks.
joy of life, a friend to share. But the times are hard, and the people are changing. Today most folks couldn't tell you who the next door neighbors are. All the guns are loaded, the front doors are bolted. Ain't this old world taking hate and fear just a little too far? Let's talk about the good times. Let's talk about the good times. Wish I could just go back to the days I'm a speaking of. When a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you. What this old world needs now is a more old-fashioned love. Together the day he died, he said, son, this world is so full of hate and venom that I can't wait to leave this old place, rest on the other side. Cause you talk about a good time, Lord, I'm gonna have a good time. I'm gonna see all the friends anew in the good old days. Have a big handshake and sit and talk together. Sit down by a river, Jordan, sing our care away. Lord, we're gonna have a good time. Let's talk about a good time. I'm gonna see all the friends anew in the good old days. Have a big handshake and sit and talk together. Sit down by a river, Jordan, sing our care away. Let's talk about a good time. We're gonna have a good time.
While I quit my job down at the car wash, I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown I'd left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. While I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis, I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I'm hoping I can make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles, I roamed 1,000 miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like, I was a swinging in a guitar, man, show them, son. If you ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile, make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging to find his little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. We gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on, he's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, that's one of the greatest country songs ever written, from one of my favorite cult movies, of course, Smokey and the Bandit. Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down, and that was written by Jerry Reed and released in August of 1977 to coincide with the film, of course, which Jerry Reed co-stars in as the Snowman. Love that film. It did not age well. I'm gonna admit that right now. Like most films from the late 1970s, it did not age well in certain parts. But if he can work past that, it's still funny as shit. And Jerry Reed is the man in that film and on that song, Eastbound and Down. Before that, we gave you a track that Jerry Reed wrote and released in 1967. It was a modest hit for him. Went to number 53 on the country charts. Guitar Man. And then Elvis covered it. And Elvis, of course, took it to number one on the country charts because he's freaking Elvis. Guitar Man. We gave you the Elvis version. Before that, a track called Talk About the Good Times that Jerry Reed released in February of 1970. Later in 1970, the Oak Ridge Boys would do a version when they were still a gospel band. So that's fun. And again, that was 1970 for the Oak Ridge Boys. And then Amos Moses, which Jerry Reed had a hit with in July of 1970. Lots of people have covered Amos Moses. But I gave you the bluesy version from Clarence Gatemouth Brown from 1975. Jerry Reed. We could have done a whole damn show on the songs that Jerry Reed has written. Maybe next year we will. But he was born March 20th, 1937 in Atlanta, Georgia. Jerry Reed. All right. Let's go now into a block of classic country. This is sort of a rabbit hole block, if you will. Stream of consciousness block. With the state of the world as it is today, the first two lines of this song keep coming back to me over and over and over again. And I thought, well, I'll just play it. It's a great song, especially this version. It's Waylon Jennings. Stop the World and Let Me Off. Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Stop the world and let me off. Stop the world and let me off. My
dreams are shattered, don't you see? Now you no longer care for me. I miss the wonder of your kiss. How could you leave me here like this? Stop the world and let me out. I'm tired of going round and round. I played the game of love and lost. So stop the world and let me off. I'm tired of going round and round. I played the game of love and lost. So stop the world and let me on.
Big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. Keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I wanna throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. I won't be, I'll be working long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song for the working man.
Drank 15 beers. That's a whole lot of brew in one night. When you're trying to drown the memory from your mind, it took the 15 beers to get here. I don't know how many more till I leave. Take my change in tears and drink 15 beers. Yeah. Well, I rolled into Joe's about 6:15. Wasn't beating me there. Well, I thought I'd have three or four just to loosen up, cause we were really gonna swing tonight. I could already see her face and her such long red hair. Well, at 9:35 I thought the man alive, what could be holding her up? Just then a man in a long black Cadillac came in and told little Joe, fill her up. While he was cleaning off the windows, guess who he saw? In the back laying soft as rain, it was Delilah, sipping on pink champagne. I drank 15 beers, and that's a whole lot of blues for one man. When you're trying to drown the memory from your mind, it took me 15 beers to forget you. I don't know how many more to just feel. While he holds Delilah near, I'll drink my 15 beers. Bring it up. I drank 15 beers, and that's a whole lot of brew in one night. When you're trying to drown a memory from your mind, it took me 15 beers to get here. I don't know how many more till I leave. I'll take my change in tears and drink my 15 beers. My 15 beers. How many of you? Six or seven? Just keep bringing them, son. 15 beers. That's what I need. Bring me that.
Country DJs knows that I'm an outlaw. They'd never come to see me in this dive, where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. Loudmouth in the corners getting to me, talking about my earrings and my hair. I guess he ain't read the signs that say I've been to prison. Someone ought to warn him before I knock him off his chair. 'Cause my long hair just can't cover up my redneck. I've won every fight I've ever fought, and I don't need some turkey telling me that I ain't country, saying I ain't worth a damn dough ticket that he bought. 'Cause I can sing all them songs about Texas, and I still do all the sad ones that I know. They tell me I look like Merle Haggard and sound a lot like David Allen Coe. And the barmaid in the last town that we played in knew the words to every song I'd wrote. She said Jimmy Rabbit turned her on to my last album just about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, Johnny Cash helped me get out of prison long before Rodriguez stole that goat. I've been the Rhinestone Cowboy for so long I can't remember, and I can do you every song Hank Williams ever wrote. And I can sing all them songs about Texas. Ooh. And I still do all the sad ones that I know. I can't help it, I look like Merle Haggard, and I sound a lot like David Allen Coe. The country DJs all think I'm an outlaw, and they'd never come to see me in this dive, where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. The loudmouth in the corner's getting to me, talking about we'll be right back.
people say I'm no good, crazy as a loon. 'Cause I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. 'Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. A man talking on TV, putting down the rock and roll, wants me to send a donation 'cause he's worried about my soul. He said Jesus walked on the water, and I know that it's true. But sometimes I think that preacher man would like to do a little walking too. But I ain't asking nobody for nothing, I can't get it on my own. You don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
Side of the Tracks, and that right there, pretty badass block of classic country music if you ask me. That was Charlie Daniels Band from 1975, Long-Haired Country Boy. Now that was released as a single in April of 1975, but it came off the 1974 album Fire on the Mountain, and that went to number 56 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, actually. So a bit of a crossover there for Charlie Daniels Band. And then before that, so I thought it was interesting, I don't know why I did this, Long-Haired Country Boy by Charlie Daniels Band, and then Long-Haired Redneck by David Allan Coe. I just thought it'd be funny to play them back-to-back. And they were released around the same time, too, which is hilarious. That right there, Long-Haired Redneck, was released in January of 1976, the lead single off of an album of the same name. And that was a hit for David Allan Coe, went to number 17 on the Billboard Country charts that year. Before that, we gave you a track by Johnny Paycheck, who, by the way, I don't know if anyone, he legally changed his name at one point to Johnny Paycheck. That was obviously not his birth name. It was his stage name. But at one point during his career, he was like, you know what? F it. I'm going to legally change my name to Johnny Paycheck. And that was a song called 15 Beers. I don't drink. I've never drank. But there are days now that I wish I had 15 beers. That song was released in 1979. Before that, Working Man Blues by Merle Haggard and the Strangers, released in May of 1969 off of his album A Portrait of Merle Haggard. And, of course, that went to number one on the country charts for Merle in 1969. And if you haven't felt the Working Man Blues yet, strap in. You're probably going to. And then starting off the block, Stop the World and Let Me Off, which, as I mentioned, the state of affairs today in Rome, I have found myself singing the first two lines of that song multiple times. Stop the World and Let Me Off. I'm tired of going round and round. That song written by Carl Belew, which he released in 1957. Patsy Cline does a really good version of it, also from 1957. Johnny and Jack would do a version in 58. And then, of course, Waylon in 1965 would do his version, and his version would go to number 16 on the Billboard country charts. The Johnny and Jack version, by the way, went to number 7. So there you go. All right, so we're going to finish off this show the way we always do, is a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson, my all-time favorite musician. He's got an album celebrating an anniversary this week, and that would be from 1970, an album called Both Sides Now, his 10th album. And it was an interesting record, starting to see at this point the beginnings of Willie's outlaw songwriting, but still under the thumb of Nashville. And I'm going to play a song for you now that he's recorded multiple times. The best version of this song is on his Phases and Stages record, far and away the best version. But I like this version too. This is Bloody Mary Morning. This is Willie Nelson. Until next week, kids, stay on the rock side of the tracks.
Sometime in the night, so I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. As we taxi toward the runway with the smog and haze reminding me of how I feel, just a country boy who's learning that the pitfalls of the city are extremely real. All the nightlife and the parties and temptation and deceit, the order of the day. Well, it's a bloody merry morning, 'cause I'm leaving baby somewhere in L.A. It's a bloody merry morning, baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. Is airborne and flight 50 cuts a path across the morning sky, and a voice comes through the speaker reassuring us flight 50 is the way to fly, and a hostess takes our order, coffee, tea or something stronger to start off the day. It's a bloody merry morning, 'cause I'm leaving baby somewhere in L.A. It's a bloody merry morning, baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight.